We're now joined on the call by the head coach of the Delaware Blue Hens, Ryan Carty. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, guys.
Good morning. A dominant performance for your team on the road, 47-3 at Hampton for your fifth straight win. What did you like about the fact that you were able to play that well on the road after that stretch of four in a row at home?
Yeah, it was good to see. You know, we talk a lot about the, you know, the stakes not changing much. You know, we have to make sure that we dial in and focus and treat it as a business trip for sure. But, you know, our routine shouldn't change too much. We should go out there and play with confidence, play with, you know, the ability to have a clean game because we prepared well. And so, you know, wherever we play, we like to have the same kind of mission, the same values and the same intensity.
First question this morning from Dan Seekenhammer. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, Rob. Thank you. Good morning, Coach. With the way Zach Marker played on Saturday, it reminded me a bit of how you told us in the preseason or sometime before the fall and football season about how much time you and Coach Goldrich spent combing through the transfer portal area looking for depth at quarterback. You know, you really made that a point of emphasis. And I remember you saying, you know, you turned over many stones. So it can kind of refresh me on exactly how much time you and Coach spent on that. And, you know, how vindicating that kind of is when you have the depth of quarterback show the way it did on Saturday.
Yeah. I don't want this answer to sound patronizing, but it pretty much doesn't stop, you know what I mean? And so that side of it, you know, that, you know, turning over every stone, that doesn't stop usually the whole season. And so there's a time, though, a chunk of time, especially postseason, we get a chance to kind of feel out. You know, we heard back from Nolan that he was going to go give it a shot at the NFL and not come back, not try to get his sixth year or seventh year, whatever it would have been, which he probably would have been able to get. And so once that started, you know, right in November, you know, right when the playoffs began, we kind of had a conversation and kind of sought out at that point. Well, we need to make sure that, you know, the room behind, you know, him was clean for the future. And that's always the position in particular that's the most important one to have depth at. You know, if your quarterback's not good enough to win the game, then you're not going to be good enough to win the game most of the time. And so, you know, we just put our head down like we always do and scoured the, you know, the whole continent, to be honest, and made sure that as you go through, and nowadays it's a little bit easier with recruiting services and such. And, you know, we happened to, you know, find a junior college list. We went up and down that one as well. And Zach was one of those that kind of stuck out as someone who might fit what we do. You know, his background fit, you know, who we wanted as a person and character. And, you know, coaches gave him great, you know, rave reviews. And, you know, we're lucky to have him. I remember after the, you know, before the first spring practice, I had him out there. I said, well, now we're about to see if you can actually throw, because I'd never seen him throw live. And it's kind of crazy the way things work nowadays. Used to, you know, you took a quarterback in high school, you would have seen him throw five, you know, probably four or five times by then in the summer, a bunch of camps and, you know, at practices after, you know, during spring recruiting. And, you know, we have to trust our eyes, trust our evaluation techniques, trust the fact that I've been watching quarterbacks since I was probably 4 years old and hope that we can find the right ones when we're watching film and evaluating and talking to people and asking the right questions.
Next question from Andy Walter. Go ahead, Andy.
Good morning. Hey, Ryan, we're talking about Zach. What did you hear about him, you know, when you started investigating him closer? What did you like, you know, about the intangible besides what you saw on film?
Yeah, I think, you know, all of his coaches had tremendous things to say about him. You know, Coach Rogers, our offensive line coach, actually went to Iowa Central as well. And so he still had a couple of people on that staff that were there with him. And so he reached out as well and found some people that he trusted to give good character. You know, at that point, when you're talking to coaches, you're talking more about character. You know, we see things on film, we evaluate the talent, and we still ask questions about, you know, what he's good at and how tough he is and all that stuff. But it's really more about who is he as a person, you know, how is he as a teammate, and especially for quarterback, how good of a leader is he? How tough is he? You know, how much work does he put in, you know, in the off season and then during the season in the film room and all that. And so, you know, just heard, you know, the things that we wanted to hear basically, enough to take a chance on him. And we're glad we did, because he's fit in great here. He's such a great kid, great hard worker, really tough kid. and obviously talented enough to you know, obviously be a starting quarterback for us.
I mean, is there kind of an element of taking a chance, like you said, when you actually hadn't even seen him throw in person? I mean, I know you trust that, you know, the due diligence you did, but a little bit of a chance there, right?
Yeah, and that's why recruiting is what recruiting is, right? That's why there's people that do have up and down years. That's why there's thousands of kids in the portal. You know, you are going to miss. You're not going to be 100% on talent or on character. We have to do as much hard work on the front end as we can, and build relationships with people so that we can, you know, make sure that we've asked the right questions and get the honest answers, and then listen when people tell you things. I think that's one of the things that, you know, we do pretty well as a staff here is, you know, we ask hard questions, and then we are okay when we hear the answers that turn into red flags and we have to go our separate ways with someone. And so, you know, I sometimes that, you know, the need for talent can cloud you a little bit, and get you to kind of overlook some things, and we try not to as much as we can, but it is human nature at times.
Thanks.
Next question from Rich. Good morning, Rich.
Morning, Coach. Congratulations on the win. It's apparent that Towson has made some significant strides under this new coaching staff since the beginning of the year. Can you just touch on what you're seeing from them and what you're anticipating on Saturday?
Yeah, this is a very good football team. You know, I do think they've, you know, week to week gotten better and better. I think you can see that they're extremely well coached. They're tough. They run around. They're talented. They'll be the best defense we've played, you know, since other than Penn State so far. They run around. They're sound. They hit. They're explosive. They do a lot of good things in the scheme side of things. And, you know, on offense, they're, again, I keep saying sound because you can tell they're well coached. They have a plan. They go into each game trying to attack certain things. You know, they throw and catch well. They block well. They're a good football team. You know, they're playing really confident right now. And, you know, you can see a change from the beginning of the season to the end when you're watching the breakdown. You know, right now they're a group that's ready to give a fight to anybody that steps on the field with them.
Thanks, Coach.
Mm-hmm.
Follow-up question from Dan. Go ahead, Dan.
Coach, keeping things with Towson, and excuse me as I'm squinting at my laptop here just to make sure. I mean, Towson at William & Mary, you know, right up the road from you guys on Saturday, they had a 22-play drive of over 11 and a half minutes. I was just curious, and, you know, as they built that comeback, what does that tell you, such a lengthy drive and doing that on the road against a William & Mary defense that I know you guys have seen and, you know, have a lot of respect for?
Yeah, I mean, that's the word right there that I kept using, right? It's sound. If you want to go on a drive like that, it means that you have to have great attention to detail. Your fundamentals have to be sound. You have to have your thoughts and your mind on ball security at all times. You have to be patient and play and do your job. And those are the things that all would scare you in an opponent. You know, there's less weaknesses when you have situations like that. And so, you know, hopefully we can do the same, you know, and we've had times where we've done that. And that's where I think, you know, this is going to be a heck of a CAA battle. You know, especially on the road for us, you know, going down and you know, going into a hostile situation. And, you know, I think it's going to be a fight.
Got a follow-up from Andy. Go ahead, Andy.
Hey, Ryan, what is it about Ethan Sanders that really stands out to you? You know, obviously he's kind of beat some odds to end up being a captain for you.
Yeah, Ethan's, you know, we've talked about him a couple of times here and there. He's, you know, he wants to be a coach. He's both of his parents are coaches. And so he has a demeanor about him that is almost more mature than his age. Probably he comes in ready to work every day. It's a job to him. I mean, it's something that he cares passionately about. And he wants to make sure that every ounce of his talent is tapped. And right now he is that person. That's why he's a captain, because of how talented he is, yes, but also how he gets every bit of his talent and puts it on the field every day in practice, every offseason workout. Just a really tough, great person, does everything you ask him and more, and brings people along. He's an outstanding leader. And so, you know, he's one of those kids that's just, it's a no-brainer when you're voting for captain that you're going to vote for a human and a student athlete like him.
Thanks.
You got it.
All right, Ryan. Thanks so much for the time this morning, and I look forward to talking again next Monday.
Appreciate you guys. Have a great one.
Thank you. You too.